Under the conditional movement control order, there have been certain relaxations introduced by the government. However, many state governments refused to implement those relaxations in the fear of the number of cases rising again. Selangor Chief Minister, Amaruddin Sherry, posted a press statement on his Facebook page today regarding the SOPs that will be implemented in Selangor State henceforth. The SOPs implemented were, 1. Dine-in inside restaurants. Dine-in will be allowed and the premise will be allowed to operate from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Social distancing must be maintained inside the restaurants. Restaurant owners are encouraged to provide a pre-order option to avoid overcrowding the restaurants. 2. Food trucks and roadside stalls. Shops with no premises are allowed to operate from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. but has to be limited to drive-throughs, takeaways and deliveries only. 3. Public market, wholesale markets, fresh markets and private markets. All types of poultry slaughter are strictly prohibited in these markets, but other activities can resume as normal. Morning markets and pasar malam still cannot be held. 4. Sports and recreation. All types of parks are now allowed for recreational activities from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Climbing and camping activities are still not allowed. Fishing activities are also allowed. The minister reminded that the authorities will have sudden routine checks to make sure all these SOPs are maintained. The Selangor State Government Secretary will issue a more detailed circular for reference and further enforcement from the 13th of May 13th to 9th of June next month. We hope Selangorians enjoy these relaxations responsibly and not take it for granted. Maintain social distancing if you have to go out and make sure to wear your masks. Also read, take note, PDRM sets up 9 roadblocks in Selangor to prevent unnecessary interstate travel. You have reached the end of this story.